From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. South Korea's military says a missile launch by North Korea early Sunday from the port city of Sinpo failed. Chinese residents in Dandong, a town bordering North Korea, said they weren't afraid of North Korea's recent failed missile launch, but some do not like what's happening. This man said, as a member of the common folk, I really don't want North Korea to keep up this provocative behavior for North Korea, for the situation on the Korean Peninsula, for China, the U.S., Russia, and South Korea. This isn't a good thing at all. The launch came less than a day after a massive military parade in the North Korean capital that was widely viewed in world capitals as a show of force by the government of Kim Jong-un. South Korea's official Yonhap News Agency said Seoul's national security chief would convene the National Security Council later Sunday to assess the situation. News of North Korea's latest attempt at missile launch did not derail U.S. Vice President Mike Pence's travel to the Korean Peninsula on Sunday. The jet carrying Pence and his wife to Seoul is scheduled to arrive in the South Korean capital Sunday afternoon. Pence's visit to South Korea is the first stop on a 10-day four-nation trip that also includes stops in Japan, Indonesia, Australia, and Hawaii. An apparent car bombing in Syria Saturday killed scores of people set for evacuation from two besieged towns in the northern part of the country. Many evacuees were also wounded in the blast, targeting a bus convoy carrying them to safety. At least 80 people are said to have died in the attack. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.